This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
have you ever boycotted a brand before? If so, why? And we'll get to the results at the end of the show.
Yes, we will. Yes. You still have about 14 minutes to chime in. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, the hotel and tourism industries are apparently begging for a lockdown. Now, the Malaysian Association of Hotels has released a statement pleading to the government for a full lockdown for fears that the newest MCO 3.0 restrictions will not be enough to support the survival and recovery of the hotel and tourism industries. It says the industry will require more assistance from the government if it is to survive the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic at all. And its president, Dato N. Subramaniam, said without such assistance, hotels and stakeholders will have no other option but to close down. So he added that the industry is arguably one of the most impacted industries and has not seen any signs of recovery to date. It can no longer sustain. Its survival is highly dependent on controlling the spread of COVID-19 that would enable relaxation of travel restrictions both domestically and eventually internationally.
He continued to say that this can only be achieved with a long-term plan to control the situation, as the current movement control order implementation has proven to be ineffective. The industry is of the opinion that government needs to implement stricter and more effective measures such as a total lockdown similar to MCO 1.0 to control the spread as soon as possible. Limiting attendance at workplace and operation hours of economic sectors will only prolong the situation. He added that as long as travel restrictions are in place and both domestic and international borders are closed, the tourism hotel industry will not survive regardless of total lockdown, and not stating the government cannot turn a blind eye to this fact any longer. The lives of 3.6 million people employed in the industry, or what is left of it by now, is at stake here. Since March 18, the industry has lost over 80% of its business, despite the short window of domestic tourism between the months of June and September last year.
So I think the March 18th is March 18th last year, if I'm not mistaken, right? And that is over 80% of its business. Now, Subramaniam also said that the hotel industry alone recorded a loss of over 6.5 billion ringgit in 2020 and an estimated loss of 300 million for every 2 weeks of the MCO. And that the lost revenue for the hotel industry in 2021 to date has easily added up to about 5 billion ringgit, making it worse than last year. In just the 5 months, today is the 24th of May, they've already lost 5 billion ringgit. So, you know, this is, and think about states or like cities like Langkawi.
Right.
You know,
totally dependent
on tourism, you know.
And then, you know, like I attended a webinar recently. It was saying like, you know, like we had staycations.
Even
now, you're allowed to do within Selangor, right? So if people want to go, they still can apparently stay in hotels. But that's okay if you're in Selangor because that's where the population is, right?
Yeah.
What about places like, you know, the small towns, right? Where they don't have enough volume in it, and they're dependent on the states with a larger population to come and visit, right? So, you know, I mean, when I hear these stories, I really am almost, you know, but I work in radio, so I have to talk, but I really am sometimes just,
I don't know. Right? I really don't know what to say. Something like this,
right?
Yeah.
You know?
Because you understand where they're coming from. The quicker we can flatten the curve, we can get this under control, we can go back to doing those staycations in state, and then slowly, you know, ease the border restrictions, interstate border restrictions. And then hopefully, you know, in the near future, travel internationally. That, of course, will help the local tourism sector. But then again, what about smaller businesses and how will those be affected by a full lockdown? And like our Prime Minister said yesterday, this is a toss-up between lives and livelihoods, right? So is there a proper response to this? Is there a correct or accurate response to something like this? So we'll keep you updated on what's going on then. We'll try and get a comment, or we'll try and speak to the Malaysian Association of Hotels to better understand why they feel a full lockdown is necessary. We'll try and do that later on in the coming weeks. But of course, coming back to our top story today about boycotting brands.
All right. So the final tally is, have you ever boycotted a brand before? Yes at 54.7%. No at 45.3%. I'll just read one or two WhatsApps here. From Anwar Juma Boy, it says, I don't think more owners have a record of the employees or the tenants. I'm not sure about that. An interesting one here from 8872. Shopping time limit is doable. Like theme park, wear a wristband with entry time written on it, but is it necessary? Such a bizarre rule, you know. So, and color coded too. I don't know.
Color coded for the hour? I don't know. No, but that, of course, is, of course, a response to our story on the 2-hour shopping limit, right? Yeah. But like I was telling you, Frida, over the break, 2 hours may seem like a lot of time to just run in and grab your groceries or whatever you need from a mall, right? But when I was there, I was at a mall over the weekend just to grab my contact lenses, and I realized there were many people who were just holding hands and walking around, and they looked like they were window shopping. And that's really what we are trying to limit here, you know, during this movement control, right? Coming back to our story, have you ever boycotted a brand before? Over on Instagram, 66% have responded yes, 34% responded no. And just a few more responses to read. Shin says, because of poor service. Mrs. Sarko says, poor customer service, misleading promotions, cumbersome processes. Tari Irie says animal testing. And Steven says boycott a brand because of quality, product and service issues only. So I guess, you know, don't get caught up in the political issues, I guess. Over on Twitter, we have a whole bunch of messages, but we're just going to read just one more right here from Forever Fauxpas.
Right, he says, he or she, caution when boycotting the old story where boycott and fashion with sweatshops based in Bangladesh, Pakistan resulted and factory closing, unemployment, turning to prostitution or begging instead. So find alternative engagement strategy.
Yeah, now coming back, we had a response earlier who said that you don't necessarily have to boycott. You can seek out management, you know, speak to the customer service and try and kind of, well, we'll get your personal issues sorted, you know, so that you don't have to boycott, right? Well, thank you everyone for sending in your messages and chiming in on the conversation. Of course, that was our top story today. Do brand boycotts even work? Do they make a dent? We then moved on to story number two,
which is about the 2-hour limit on shopping malls.
Yes. And finally, of course, how the hotel and tourism industries are begging for a full lockdown. If you missed out on any part of this show or some of the articles that we quoted during the show, you can go look for our podcast on the BFM app and, of course, on the BFM website. That's bfm.my. Podcast should be up within the hour. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. But till then, we're going to leave you now with some Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.